have you made the decision in a non-protocol setting about first-line therapy, and is that going to change at all?
First-line therapy, I happen to be a site that offers high-dose IL-2. So first-line therapy, that is offered if the person is a candidate. For somebody, for example, I have a gentleman that's 80 years old on dialysis. That's not an IL-2 candidate. So in him, we talked about either the sunitinib or sorafenib, and he had an endobronchial lesion where a little bit of shrinkage would be a big deal. So we went with sunitinib. On the other hand, another patient that was a first-line patient, not a candidate for IL-2, we went with sorafenib because it was something that they thought they could manage better by having the twice-daily dosing. So we don't yet have medical reasons other than perhaps if you need a little bit more shrinkage, Sutent might provide that.
So it sounds like you're saying, and I've heard this before, that you think that maybe the response rate might be greater initially to sunitinib, but you're thinking that in the long run, progression-free survival and overall survival might be the same?
Exactly. I think that's true.